Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to take your seats and take your Bibles. And I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians and chapter 2. Just stay there, Louis. Stay there for a little while. 1 Thessalonians and chapter 2. As His presence and His glory rests here, it is so awesome. And I want you to just stay on the last song that we were, Louis. Read verse 12 with me. Are you there? I want to speak to you this morning about responsiveness to the Holy Ghost. How do you know God wants to do mighty things and all He's looking for is someone to agree? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I agree that it's going to be on earth as it is in heaven. Because that's what we created for. I want you to lift your expectation. I want you to change your mind. I want you to say, it will be with me on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Me. Can you say it? It will be with me on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, that's a covenant you're busy speaking now. Come on, just say, it will be with me on earth as it is in heaven. So we are learning to respond. We are learning to act out on earth as it is in heaven. And when there's agreement on the earth with what is in heaven, then what is in heaven establishes in the earth. Hallelujah. And in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 12, it says that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory. But He said, I've been called into His kingdom and glory. And glory. And glory. It's not for someone else. It's for us, the church. That you would walk, the Bible says, worthy of God. So there's a walk that's worthy. And that's why God is busy teaching us. God is busy revealing to us so that we can effectively and correctly respond and walk according to what God wants to do. Hallelujah. How many of you know that your actions are crucial? Amen. And when walking worthy is really talking about an attitude, isn't it? It's talking about a disposition. It's talking about a posture. Hallelujah. A person that's walking worthy has different ears. He's listening for something else. He's reacting to a different atmosphere. He's responding to a different kingdom. He's yielding to holy instruction. Hallelujah. 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 In other words, when He responds, listen, when you respond and you yield to a holy instruction, the whole atmosphere in any meeting can change instantly. You walk in, you're not an authority in a meeting, but just by that one action, suddenly all the authorities have changed in that meeting. Hallelujah. Because I want you to know the kingdom of God is powerful. Hallelujah. God never tries. He is. When He shows up, it's all authority. All power. Hallelujah. And the days of your struggles are over. In the name of Jesus. Man, the Holy Ghost showed me so much. I'm trying to contain myself here and stay with what, so we can have some sequence and understanding. But When we respond to Him, it's so important that we learn. And we've been discovering of how, thank you, my brother Louis, thank you so much. how responding to the Holy Ghost is so important. The Bible spoke, we spoke about three things not to do. Don't grieve him, don't quench him, don't insult the Holy Ghost. If you want to walk with him, we do the opposite. And we spoke a bit about how the opposite of grieving him is loving him. The opposite of quenching him is responding to him. And the opposite to insulting him is honoring him. And so love, respond, honor. And last week we spoke about what those three really are. To love, to respond, to honor is really to worship. The essence of it is taken up in worship, in a worshipful attitude, a worshipful. Just the other night, I was walking past, I was going to feed my koi. Actually, it was night time. I wasn't feeding them. I was just going to go look at them. And as I walked past, I heard the Holy Ghost call me. Come worship me. Man, I turned right around there. And I thought to myself, okay, a bit later, let me first do this. But I thought to myself, I've learned now. I won't quench him. I responded immediately. I dropped everything. Man, my coffee was standing. I was busy making coffee. I was busy going out to the koi. I just closed the doors, walked straight into my prayer room, and he was waiting. Hallelujah. And I had a worship session like I've not had for a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I've had many worship sessions, you know, talk like that, but it's something glorious happened. So a response to him is so important. And we spoke about how those three things, love him, respond to him, and honor him, is really worship him. And this morning I want to speak to you about how, what further to do to walk in his glory, to experience his glory, to be a host of his presence. Because we spoke about the fact that when the Holy Ghost comes, the Bible says the Holy Ghost descended and he came upon Jesus. And the Bible says not only did he come upon, but he rested on him. Hallelujah. And that's what God's teaching us, how to let the Holy Ghost rest. How to let his presence stay. Now, as we were talking about that, and I was speaking to you about those three dimensions, I went from the one to the other, but I just felt the Holy Ghost bring me back to the not quenching him. In other words, responding to the Holy Ghost. Responding to the Holy Ghost is the door into the supernatural. Hallelujah. Responding to the Holy Ghost is the key to the miraculous, to the divine accesses, to the things that God has prepared. So it is the opposite of quenching. And we, the church, are learning how to respond. When you respond to the Holy Ghost, you actually step into faith. When you respond to the Holy Ghost, it's the evidence of faith. You acknowledge his voice. You step into something different, a different dimension. See, the enemy always wants us to respond to this dimension, to things that's going on around us. Amen. The one time I was in a meeting, and bad news came, and people responded a certain way, and the Holy Ghost said to me, don't do that. And so I stayed out. I did not respond in the natural, but I responded in the spirit. And I spoke the miraculous, and before they could finish crying their first sentence, the miracle had already happened. The good news came. Hallelujah. Because your response confirmed what in the spirit is being bestowed on you. Can I say that again? When the enemy comes with bad news and you respond in the natural, you actually authorize the manifestation of what was brought to you. Amen. But in Jesus' name, the enemy is not going to be able to authorize anything he brings to you. He's going to find return to sender on all his envelopes, on all his letters, on all his bad news agents. They're not going to even find your post box. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. So response. When I respond, okay, I want to step into the essence of this message. When I respond to the Holy Ghost, I actually open a door. I step into the supernatural. When you respond to the Holy Ghost, the miraculous is made manifest and opens the door to you. To respond to the Holy Ghost comes from your spirit. Hallelujah. It doesn't come by natural qualifications. That's why a newborn believer can experience mighty, miraculous interventions of God. Because it starts your spirit. Remember how we spoke about when God moves on you, he doesn't come from the outer court to the inner court, then the holy place, and you have to transform yourself and get ready for his presence. He bypasses all that. He comes into your spirit, and from your spirit pours out change into the way you live, the way you do, the way you act. Everything changes because it wells up. It's from your innermost being. Hallelujah. And so when the Holy Ghost speaks, he speaks to your spirit, and from your spirit, you respond to him. Hallelujah. And when you respond to him, the glory, the anointing, the power, the miraculous dimension is made manifest in your life. It's the door. Okay, let me stay there. It's the door. Now, something about a door. A door is always smaller than the room that it leads to. Hallelujah. So responding, hearing the voice, and stepping out, acting out, immediately opens a different dimension. You act out in one. The door is this wide, but when you step into the room, it's 10 dimensions wide. Something else is being made manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You step through. That's why many times stepping out in faith, responding to the Holy Ghost, you can only see so much. When Peter stepped out, when Jesus says step out, and he stepped out on that water, the moment he stepped out, the moment he responded, the supernatural manifested on his life, and he started walking on the water. Hallelujah. Now, for the dimension of the miraculous to operate, you and I need to remember that no natural qualifications are required. Peter didn't have to first go study water. Amen. He needed no knowledge of displacement. He needed no understanding. He needed no pre-knowledge of it. But by the Spirit was revealed. And when you responded, that door opened. When you respond, the supernatural will always catch you. You'll never be dropped. Hallelujah. And that's why you find many times people who step into miraculous say, man, I don't know what happened. I just did it. Because that's why you're learning constantly to let your spirit man be on the front foot. You learn to bypass all those things and to respond to your spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to say this. Responding to the Holy Ghost is not being dumb. Many people think, well, it was the spirit. If it's dumb, then it must be the Lord. No, if it's the spirit, it's the Lord. Your spirit is the candle of the Lord. Everybody say, my spirit is the candle of the Lord. So I learned to respond. Philip responded. One thing done in responding, not quenching, responding immediately brings the dimension of the supernatural, and it accelerates. It brings a bigger dimension. What happened to Philip? The Holy Ghost said to Philip, I want you to go down to that street that's leading south out of the city, there that's leading towards the desert. Go to that street. Philip Philip responds. He goes. He sees a chariot. The Holy Ghost says, run. Hallelujah. Philip sees and he starts running. The moment Philip starts running, a different dimension opens to him. He doesn't know that by the simple response, he's going to baptize the Ethiopian Enoch and a run is going to become a translation. He stepped into a dimension he didn't know was possible. That's what happened to me just the other day. It stepped into that. I didn't know it's possible. I didn't know it exists. Hallelujah. God says there's an opening. There's a dimension beyond. Hallelujah. That the saints step into. And when you step into that, you are the heir of that dimension. Hallelujah. He stepped into, my God, I believe this church is going to start seeing that dimension. Hallelujah. The miraculous starts happening. Amen. It was one thing, and it looked like one thing, but the next moment it changed. There was a different dimension that opened to him, and now all of us would like to be translated. Amen. Lord, when I read that, I don't know about you, I said, Lord, I'm a candidate. Amen. I want to see that. I said, Lord, if you're going to call me to China, I want that. I want you to just translate me there. Just take me there. Imagine the Lord says, I want you to go preach. And you say, yes, Lord, the moment you pack your bags, you're in Beijing. Hallelujah. A different dimension. A step into, man, God's going to start doing those kind of things. Hallelujah. Imagine this church. We start preaching all over the world. We arrive on Sunday morning and say, Louis, where you just come from? Pastor Johnny, I just come from Hong Kong. When were you there? This morning. Hallelujah. Just come back in time. Always come back in time. Need you on the piano, see? Amen. But just step there. One thing opened the other dimension. Hallelujah. And so, just responding. That is why it's so important that the Bible says, don't quench the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because as you step, Peter just steps out of the boat and he's walking on the water. Hallelujah. Philip just runs and he's translated. The disciples just fill the pots with water and it's wine. The super, and this is what God is saying to you, the supernatural dimension is right there by you. Where is it? In your heart and in your mouth. Hallelujah. This is the week of the supernatural. Hallelujah. This is the week of the presence of God, of responding to the Holy Ghost, hearing and yielding. That's what I want to say to you today. Hearing and yielding. What causes my heart to be soft to the Holy Ghost? You see, when I respond to him, it requires a soft heart. Amen. I don't know about you, but I become very determined sometimes. I determine so much that I'll determine myself right out of the will of God. I know it doesn't happen to any of you wonderful people. Amen. Pray for me. Hallelujah. But responding to the Holy Ghost is just that softness. It's a dimension you step into. It's things that's always present. Here's the thing. I was talking yesterday to somebody, and I won't give his name because I haven't asked him if I can use his testimony, so I'll use it anonymously. But he said to me, he came to the service. He said before that he used to, you know, be a Christian, like a normal Christian. He'll go to church and everybody's doing, but when he goes home, he's still him. He still does what he does, and, you know, he says, and then the one day he came out to DCC Bluff, and it was the production, and he brought his children to the production because they needed to practice, and he brought them. Meantime, it was a divine setup. Hallelujah. I want you to know God has divinely set you up here. You think you're here for others? Some of you think you're here to please your husband? No, it's you. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said he comes, and he comes into the practice, and there's his children, they're practicing. And the next moment, Renette says to him, but you, we need an actor. Will you help us here? And he said, okay, well, he'll just act. He didn't know, but doing that one thing, a different dimension was opening to his life. He said, Pastor Johnny, I stepped into, and I just did that little part. He says, I never thought I'd do it. I just did that little part. But he said, the next moment I go to Checkers, and as I arrive there, somebody says to me, aren't you the one that was playing that part? You know, then, and he says, the next moment he realized, I'm responsible. You know, the way I act is important. And I can't just do what I used to do. And he says, suddenly he starts checking himself. And he starts realizing, hey, eyes are on me. Yeah. I've been on that platform. I better live up to this thing. And he says the moment he starts doing that, things change around him. He suddenly starts carrying the presence, realizing that he's responsible. He says, Pastor Johnny, my whole life changed. He didn't know by that one thing, God was stepping in into something awesome. Hallelujah. And this morning, the Lord has got a door open before each and every one of you. And he's stepping you into something awesome. What did you come for here? This morning, did you come for a meeting? Did you come to have church? Or did you come to step into what God has prepared for those who love him and are called according to his name? Say with me, I'm stepping into it. I'm responding to the Holy Ghost. This is how we carry the glory. This is how we respond to him. This is how we simply step and God starts doing the incredible. Now this morning, I prophesy over you, there's a week ahead of his glory. There's a week ahead of his presence and of his power. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I just want to share this because last night as I was just spending time with God, he gave me a word, and that's for some of you here. There's a portion of scripture in the Bible where Hezekiah is facing tremendous trouble. The Bible says that the Rabshakeh comes against him, and he comes from the king of Assyria, and he comes with a mighty army against Hezekiah. And he says to Hezekiah, who's this God that you trust in? I'm going to take you out. And I mean, he's taken out many nations, many cities. And he comes there and he's mighty and he's powerful. And God said to me, some of you are sitting here today and it looks like your enemy is very mighty and very powerful. But the moment that Hezekiah humbled himself before God, he sends Isaiah the prophet. And Isaiah says, don't worry about him. He won't shoot one arrow here. And God is saying that to you. There's somebody here today. There's been much trouble. There's been much stirred up against you. But God says today, and now I'm speaking as his prophet. God is saying to you today that he will raise his own enemies against him. He will lose focus of you. And those of his own household will pull him down. And God says it won't come near you because his hand is on you. His glory is on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If that's you, just say thank you to him. I know that God is doing a mighty thing here this morning. I told you this morning, you're stepping into a different portal. You're stepping into a different realm. And Father, your word declares there shall be a highway there. And it's the way of the miraculous. Hallelujah. It's a way of the presence and the glory resting. That family sitting over there, you guys, I'm not going to say your name. The presence of God is on you and his glory is on your children. And God says, no more will those names be named above your children anymore, but my name. Thank you, Father, now for your glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For your mighty working as they step into the perfection of your spirit, the power of your mighty anointing working in them, I command complete restoration, complete healing. I thank you now, Lord, for doing a marvelous work. in the mighty name of Jesus for your mighty blessing on that life. Hallelujah. 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 There's many of you sitting here today, you need that touch of God. I know that that realm is busy opening to the church, where we're going to see wholesale healing from the front to the back, corporate healing from the head to the toe, complete wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what His glory does. Who's that person, Brother Vernon? What's his name again that God touched his eyes while we were worshiping? There you're sitting. Come tell us what happened to you, Gavin. Just come tell quickly again, because I see you there sitting with no glasses on. Now, Gavin, you said you were here, screens were going, and the next moment you couldn't see clearly with your glasses on.
I had my glasses on, and Jimmy Crontum said, trust God for your healing. Wherever you're sitting, He's not going to come and lay hands. And when I opened my eyes, I couldn't see the writing on the screen. And I thought, no, you know what, there's something wrong with my glasses. And I took my glasses off, I wiped it, and I put it back on. I still couldn't see it. And I thought, something's wrong with my handkerchief. Took my glasses off, and I looked at my handkerchief. And then I looked at the screen. I could see the screen clear. And I haven't put my glasses on ever since.
Hallelujah. 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 The glory is here. The glory is prepared for this week. Now, I thank you, Holy Ghost, for this week. As we step into this week, simple steps of obedience opens the door to the miraculous, opens the dimension of the supernatural. And as each and every one walks into this week, we thank you for your presence, for your angels, for your power manifesting around each one. We thank you, Lord, that weapons formed against them will not prosper. Lord, enemies that arrayed against them will suddenly fall. And those, Lord, who planned their demise will themselves be turned because your hand is on them. We thank you for a week, my God, of miraculous manifestations of your Spirit and your precious blessing on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Just come on, just keep saying thank you to him. This is the week. This is the day. We thank you, Lord, for this portal that has opened, the dimension of your Spirit to each and every one. I bless them. We thank you for anointed footsteps. We thank you for guidance. We thank you, Lord, that many will walk and suddenly find a turn. Lord, a new door opening, a new direction opening before them. And Father, discovering the things that you had prepared. Father, I thank you for divine, for the divine, Father, rerouting of lives and new paths that each one will walk in. We bless you, Father. Thank you. Now, there's some of you sitting here today. The angel of the Lord's going to visit your spouse. Hallelujah. He's going to visit your spouse, and your whole household's going to change. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your precious anointing. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, this week, we will be like Philip, who ran into another dimension, who stepped, and you did that which you had planned. Father, your word says, eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's a dimension, Father, as we spoke today. The room is bigger than the door. And I thank you now, Father, for manifesting that. I speak the blessing over each and every one. Refreshing and blessing and restoration. The kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I can sense that. It's like living waters. It's like I wanna swallow while I'm talking. Because I'm drinking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now every eye closed, every head bowed. We spoke today about this glory that God has prepared, and I tell you what, it's the most wonderful thing to know Jesus. It begins with a relationship with Jesus, because the Holy Ghost only anoints Jesus, only anoints His Word, His blood, His presence. And He has come to set captives free. And you are here today. I want to say to you, friend, the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? And you here today say, Pastor Johnny, I do not know Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I want to make right with Him. Pray for me. If that's you, all over this place, I want you to lift your hand. Say, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. I need to make right with God. Thank you back there. Anybody else? Thank you, thank you, thank you in the middle. Thank you over there. Anybody else? Thank you over there. Just respond. We spoke about responding. Just this response is going to bring something to your life. Respond. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Anybody else? Pray for me, Pastor Johnny. Include me. I want to make right with God today. There's one more person. Who's that person? Just raise your hand. Now, Father, thank you for these. Yeah, that's you. Now, if you've raised your hand, raise it again. I'm going to pray right now. Father, his hands are raised. I thank you for the blood that speaks on behalf of these. I come against every blinding devil, against every work of the enemy, and I bind you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare over their lives deliverance, and I thank you now for your touch. I thank you for your choosing on their lives and your anointing that rests on them now. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you got your hands raised, when you stand all over this place, quickly, don't just put your hand down, don't stay in your seat, quickly, just stand up all over this place, back there, in the front, on my side here. You raise your hands, I want you to follow that hand and stand and say, yes, Lord, I'm making a decision for you today. Come on, let's thank God for them. This is the best day of our lives to see this happening. Hallelujah. I want you to quickly step into the aisle and come down to the front. Quickly step into the aisle and come down. Come down. Come, come. All over this place. Come in the name of Jesus. This is your day for the miraculous. There's somebody on the left here. Oh, it was you. Quickly come. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's thank God for this moment. This is the moment. The devil lost out today. The devil lost out today. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As you're standing before Him today, I want you to lift your hand like this. Might feel strange, but it's okay. It's a sign of surrender, okay? And say, Father God, I come to you because of your Son Jesus, who you gave to die on that cross, to shed his blood, and pay for my sins.
And pay for my sins.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I believe you're the Lamb of God.
You're the Lamb of God.
You're the Son of God.
You're the Son of God.
You rose from the dead.
You rose from the dead.
And today,
today,
I declare you
as my Lord
and my Savior.
I
renounce the devil.
I renounce the devil's
work.
By faith,
I cancel every assignment
every
against
assignment.
And I receive the blood
that
cleanses me,
washes
me, and sets me free.
Sets
in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I apply the blood. I apply the blood. Loosed. Ah, they fall behind you. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed. Yeah. Yeah. Loose in the name of Jesus. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. Be loose. Be loosed. I set you free. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Free in the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus. Loose. Father, completely cut off. No more. Ah, now the blood speaks. That's it. There comes the refreshing of the Holy Ghost. There comes the refreshing of the Spirit of God. I hear the Spirit of God said, behold, I make all things brand new. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. You said, can it be? Hello? Who's this to you? You said, can it be? It is. Hallelujah. You prayed long enough. You're yet to reconfirm. It is.
Hallelujah.
In the name Hallelujah. Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a call on your life, sir. You've been a bit like Jonah. But thank you, Father, for the mighty power of your Spirit on this life. Now a fire enters him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, there's an evangelist there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I bless this life. She's yours. Thank you, Father. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. From young, you've preserved this life. The Lord says he's seen the times when you're on your bed alone. You have called on him. And separated yourself, and that's precious to him, like young Samuel. I thank you for a prophet's anointing on this life in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what promise I sense the Holy Ghost speak over this life? The Bible says that when Samuel spoke, not one of his words fell to the ground. Hallelujah. And it's a special anointing preserved for the pure in art. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're here to rededicate. Huh? This is not the first time. But God's now anointing you with power. You're going to step into that divine inheritance. I bless her, Father. Thank you for your anointing on her to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. This is a new beginning for you, friend. Hallelujah. That's it. It's all broken from you now. You sense a cleansing happening? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No more. I speak cleansing to your whole being. I command all of your cells to be realigned and restored. I break every captivity. I break every addiction from you in the name of Jesus, from your head to toes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's happening. What is that? You're feeling goosebumps? Okay. That's the Holy Ghost. He's restoring your cells. He's removing the craving. It'll be no more. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Awesome, awesome. I want you to please turn to my right and your left. Everybody turn this way. Thank you, Jesus. Our elders want to pray for you. Come on, let's thank God. Man, today's an awesome day. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. This morning you're going to be baptized in water. Hallelujah. And Tuesday we're going to be here for walking in His footsteps. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, point at your neighbor. Say, today I prophesy an open door, a portal for the glory of God to be your experience all week long. I prophesy it 7 days out of seven, 24/7, the presence of heaven, 24/7, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.